Lift him up, January 22. He represents the Father. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Christ came into the world to represent the Father to man, for Satan had presented him before the world in a false light. Because God is a God of justice, of terrible majesty, who has power to destroy as well as to preserve man, Satan caused men to regard him with fear, to look upon him as a tyrant. Jesus had been with the Father from the everlasting ages, before the creation of man, and he came to reveal the Father, declaring, God is love. Jesus represented God as a kind Father, who careth for the subjects of his kingdom. He declared that not a sparrow falls to the ground without the notice of the Father, and that the children of men are of more value in his sight than many sparrows, that the very hairs of their head are all numbered. The Lord is represented in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, not only as a God of justice, but as a Father of infinite love. The psalmist says, The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Satan had clothed the Father in his own attributes, but Christ represented him in his true character of benevolence and love. In the character in which Christ presented him to the world, it was as if he gave a new gift to man. The Son of God declared in positive terms that the world was destitute of the knowledge of God. But this knowledge was of the highest value, and it was his own peculiar gift, the inestimable treasure which he brought into the world. In the exercise of his sovereign prerogative, he imparted to his disciples the knowledge of the character of God, in order that they might communicate it to the world. Everyone who believes the message of God should lift up Jesus, point men to Christ, and say, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The soul imbued with the love of Christ is one with him. He communes with Christ. Christ is formed within the hope of glory, and the Christian goes forth to represent the Father and the Son to the world.